This is Senator Al Simpson. This president does have a rescission plan that will return money to the taxpayers in the form of a pork dividend. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. George Bush is looking to take $7.9 billion away from wasteful pork barrel projects and give it right back to the taxpayers where it belongs. But in a typical election year high-wire stunt, you Dems have scrapped Bush's cuts, and for what? Your own rescission package is one complete farce that would only increase this country's unfunded liabilities, not decrease federal spending one whit. Ted, the Democrats have really lost their marbles this trip. The angry, overtaxed, fed-up electorate is speaking, and it's time you Democrats got the wax, or is it PACs, out of your ears. If you Dems don't listen up, the voters will pass a nice rescission plan of their own to cut wasteful Democrats, for they really are a burden on this country we can no longer afford.
Al, President Bush's rescission plan was defective. Democrats are happy to let voters in November decide who is right. The cuts are called rescissions because they rescind spending already voted by Congress and signed into law by the president. It's a useful device to control federal spending because it lets Congress and the president take a second look at budget items and cancel spending that turns out to be unwarranted. But the Bush administration fumbled the ball. 90% of the $8 billion in rescissions requested by President Bush came from the Pentagon. We should cut military spending, Al, and beef up domestic investment, but the president got too many big details wrong. Your real complaint, Al, is that Congress made different Pentagon cuts than you right-wingers wanted, especially in Star Wars and B-2 bombers. Would President Bush really veto the whole rescission bill, Al, just because he can't stand to see Congress cut Pentagon pork? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.